What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And Joe Biden is still out there trying to deny the realities of inflation. He doesn't want you thinking about the economy as you go to the midterm elections. And he's been lying all along about the inflation. And he's still lying. That's all he knows how to do. That's all the government knows how to do. They really don't know how to run the country because all they've ever been are politicians. They don't know anything else at all. Article coming out of the internationalman.com saying that the international monetary system is on the verge of collapse. And recently, Jerome Powell, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, said it's possible to have more than one reserve currency, a bit of an admission from the one man with the most control over the U.S. dollar, which still claims to be the world's reserve currency, but that's definitely changing right now. And the dollar's preeminence, it's got an X date on it right now. The Western sanctions against Russia have sparked mayhem in shipping, which we have been seeing all over. And the sanctions really aren't working. They're causing a lot of harm and not much benefit. Russian oil and coal exports to China are soaring. And according to data from the Chinese General Administration of Customs, imports of Russian oil, including supplies pumped via the East Siberia Pacific Ocean pipeline and seaborne shipments from Russia's European and Far Eastern ports, totaled 8.342 million tons. That's up 28% over last year. Meanwhile, Iran is going to purchase and then swap Russian gas through Azerbaijan to get around the sanctions. And here I thought Azerbaijan was on our side. apparently not. You know, never let family come in the way of profits, to quote the Ferengi here. Senator Josh Hawley is getting ready to introduce legislation putting the universities on the hook for the student debt rather than the American taxpayer. As a taxpayer, I would say, yeah, that would be a really good idea. But ultimately, I think it's those lending institutions that basically misrepresented the earning potential of a college degree in gender studies to get these kids to sign those loan forms here. So we'll see where that goes here. A little bit of good news for people who are concerned about their health. A court has ruled that the U.S. Department of Agriculture must force food companies to explicitly label GMO ingredients rather than simply encoding them into the QR codes. And as a matter of fact, the last time Claire and I went to the Walmart and we were checking labels, and they were saying biologically engineered ingredients, and we put that right back on the shelf here because they're not being very, very careful about that. Okay, getting into immigration and globalism. Some of the Martha's Vineyard residents are speaking out about Ron DeSantis and the border and the illegal immigrants. And one of the residents was on tape saying that everyone knows Vice President Harris as the border czar is a complete joke. The entire Biden border policy is a joke. There isn't one. You know, and Biden's saying, oh, the border's secure, the border's secure. No, it isn't. You know, it's leaking like a sieve. Meanwhile, Ron DeSantis is not sweating the migrant class action lawsuit because apparently he anticipated this would be the response to what he was doing. And he's already refuting some of the claims being made by liberals regarding the Martha's Vineyard flights. Now, the critics are saying he's flying these illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard, which is a liberal haven that professes love for all, except the last 2 days. And they're trying to label Ron DeSantis as a human trafficker. But as it turns out, this is really not going to work because all of those illegal immigrants signed consent forms to go. And the consent form said, you're going to Martha's Vineyard. And Florida provided them with a packet that had a map of Martha's Vineyard and the phone numbers for different services on Martha's Vineyard. And so it was clearly voluntary. It absolutely was. Meanwhile, the activists behind this lawsuit over the Martha Vineyard flights received over $1.3 million from George Soros through the Open Society Institute, the Open Society Policy Center, and the Foundation to Promote Open Society. Okay, the phone lines are open, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Pat in Fort Worth. Hello, Pat. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I'm like, I just, when you started talking about Russia drilling for oil in Siberia, didn't you? Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. I can hear you. I was talking about, I think you're confusing that for the story that there's a lot of oil underneath the Arctic abyssal plain that everybody wants to tap into. I don't recall a story about Russia drilling for oil in Siberia any more than they normally do.
Well, back in Art Bell's day, Art Bell, you know, the talk show host, the story got out that they had gone down, I think it was close to 9 miles. That sounds a long way, but... all of a sudden, the drill started.
That didn't have anything to do with oil. That was a research project, you know, to simply see what's down there, you know, trying to get to the mantle.
Okay. But people said, oh, no, that didn't happen. Christians said that didn't happen. And this Trinity Broadcasting Network started getting calls. And they said that it did happen. People who were the engineers at that time, they quit. They wouldn't go back to do it. And the cosmonauts reported in a Canadian newspaper, not this one, that they saw angels up there with their arms crossed with a smile on their face.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
And
I wouldn't...
The sounds of the moaning. They heard all this groaning and moaning. And I'm thinking, you know, the Bible says that hell enlarges itself daily. And that's where people think it mostly is, under Siberia.
Well, again, it was a research project. It has been abandoned. And I think it was abandoned because there was an underground event that basically sealed off the hole they'd already drilled. And they didn't want to spend the money to drill through it again.
Well, I don't know. I just remember all that happening, you know, and that TV people saying they were getting all these letters from the engineers, and it really did happen. And they all quit and they didn't go back.
Okay.
Hey, I believe it.
Well, I know you believe it. My skeptometer is pegging the needle on this one.
Well, if you look at the world today and you read the things I read, you know, I mean, saying that all the homosexual craziness going on, even in, well, especially Australia, it's happened. And hell does it. It's the Bible talks about that, so... I see that hell is enlarging itself, and if it's under Siberia, I don't know. I couldn't resist it, Mike. Thanks.
Okay.
I guess our Bell believed it. Okay.
Well, I don't. I'm going to be very, very honest about that.
Well, most people didn't. Like I said, Christians were denying it, but that one Christian woman, she said, I'm getting the letters.
Okay.
I don't know, maybe cosmonauts might still be alive to tell what they saw. But like I said, it wasn't in our newspaper, but I had a printout of it one time, but I don't know where it was. That was, you know, pre-cell phone days and photos of stuff. All right, I'll let you go. I just wanted to say that.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. Getting on back to immigration and Ron DeSantis has basically said he's just getting started with Martha's Vineyard. And so he's going to be continuing these flights. And, of course, the Democrats are just furious because these illegal immigrants are going in, to Democratic strongholds rather than the Republican states where they wanted them to go to shift the voting demographic here. And, Joe Biden has come on out trying to counter this whole thing, saying that, you know, it's not rational to deport the migrants. You know, if we send them back to their country of origin, they're going to be suffering. They're going to be, abused and repressed and so forth and so on. Well, I'm sorry. There's a lot of suffering in the world right now. Okay. But, you know, it's their problem to deal with. Okay, we're not going to be the Noah's Ark for everybody around the planet who says I'm oppressed and I want free stuff. It really is completely out of control. You know, I want to be very clear on this. If somebody from another country wants to come to the United States and they come through the legal immigration process to become a citizen, welcome. I don't have a problem with them. What I do have a problem with are all of these illegal immigrants just running, you know, across the border and saying, I'm here. Where's my free stuff? Let me deliver these drugs I was paid to carry across the border, have some fentanyl. And it's a problem. And I'm getting, they're saying, oh, you're just being racist. No, I'm not. Illegal is not a race. Is the bottom line. Okay, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to James in Charlotte. Hello, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hello, Mike. You were talking about this attempt to come after DeSantis, that he had misled these immigrants, made false promises and so forth. And I happened to see this announcement from this sheriff of Behar County,
yeah,
Texas, which is the county in which San Antonio is in. And he's a Hispanic, Javier Salazar. And one thing I noticed about him and other sheriffs I've seen is that I'm in Mecklenburg County, North Carolina, and I used to see, you know, the sheriff of Mecklenburg County would sometimes come on TV, and usually they would be just wearing a business suit. And every time I see a sheriff now, he looks like a four-star general in full uniform.
Yeah.
The same way with a lot of police chiefs, and I would have to assume that some of that dress is the result of the militarization and the federalization of the sheriff's departments and police departments.
Well, it may be, but it may also be to, basically trick the viewer into saying, oh, this is somebody in authority we should listen to. I mean, look at how obsessed with regalia the Nazis were.
Yeah, well, this guy... This particular sheriff in Bayard County, I mean, he looks like an SS commander. I mean, he's a shaved head and everything.
Oh, okay.
Well, I just thought I'd mention that. It just happened to strike me, this thing with the uniforms, the elaborate uniforms.
Yeah, we're probably going to see a lot more of that in the near future. Anything else, James?
No, not right now. Thanks.
All right. Thank you very much here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. Getting on back to the border crisis, Senator Kennedy, John Kennedy, is blasting Joe Biden for lying about the border constantly. And he says the American people don't like being treated like morons. No, we don't. You know, we're actually kind of smart out here. We know what's going on here. Senator Kennedy was on Fox News, Faulkner Focus, and said, President Biden talks a lot about democracy, but democracy depends on mutual acceptance of rules, norms, and institutions. And right now, our government is very one-sided. Rules for thee, but not for me, and so forth and so on. 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, before I get on with the Ukraine and Biden, the last call kind of brought up another old movie. My mind, see if you've seen it, Mosquito Coast.
Oh yeah,
Harrison Ford.
Yeah,
that was a very interesting movie,
very intense. Yes.
Yeah, and I had scientific, you know, manipulation and religious manipulation of humankind all interwoven into that plot, and you really don't know which is better, probably none of them.
Well, you know, religion and science can be used for good or evil. It just depends on who's running it.
Yeah, I remember the last scene where Harrison Ford goes into a church that this missionary had, and there's, you know, these people that are in the Central American country, or South American, and they're watching a televangelist, you know, preaching on a movie screen, you know, and kind of like in a daze. It's really something, you know. There's so much psychological warfare from all sides. I mean,
yeah,
on Twitter, to the left, they manipulate the women, they get their emotions jacked up, the feminists, they manipulate. The white guys are manipulated prior to 9/11, the Chuck Norris movie, fighting terrorists, you know. The Delta Force and stuff, and go get them Arabs, you know, and then, whoop, there's 9/11, you know, go get them. And a bunch of guys fell for it. A lot of them came back. If they came back at all, they came back with one or two legs, you know, one leg or one arm, you know. It's really, really something. And so we all have to be skeptical about what we hear.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, so good on you for, you know, being skeptical, you know. And anyhow, did you see Joe Biden's speech there at the UN?
No, I missed that. Actually, I don't like watching the guy.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. But, I saw, you know, a piece of it. And this whole mantra of, you know, this unprovoked aggression by Russia against Ukraine and Ukraine's sovereignty and national boundaries and all that. First of all, the United States overthrew that government in 2014.
Yes, they did. But if you're a loyal, patriotic American, you will forget that ever happened.
Yeah, no, we don't even talk about it. It's, you know, we'll never even mention it. And don't forget our election here.
Yeah.
Our own government. And let's not forget Libya. Let's not forget, you know, intervention in Iraq, Afghanistan. Syria, let's not worry about the national sovereignty and right to live of the Palestinians. These people are so hypocritical. It just drives me nuts. And
well, they're sociopathic.
Yeah, they are. And Lavrov isn't going to speak till Saturday. I just hope he pushes back on that hard. Because somebody has to. You know, and they're going to have
I think Lavrov will not pull any punches. Bruce, I'm sorry to cut you off, but we got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the call. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. A decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor?
Preacher man. Welcome back to our show here. And somebody just sent me a clip. It's on Twitter, and it's a Biden giving his presentation at the United Nations talking about the climate, and he bungled that. He called it climate demonstration. And looking at him, they went a little heavy on the makeup and, you know, trying to create that illusion of a third dimension. They over-highlit the front of his nose and makes it look like his nose is a lot bigger. Skinnier than normal here. So I don't know what's going on with that. All righty, we have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Joe in Tennessee. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, that walking corpse with the clown face speaking at the UN. I hear he wants to. They want to throw Russia out of the UN. I mean, what's the whole point of the UN, for crying out loud? Is to prevent war and stuff, but I guess that's not the point of it anymore, you know, because it's a Jewish war on Russia, and they control the UN. You know, if you don't toe the line, you get cut off. So let's face it, I mean, that's really what it is. It's part two of the Jewish war on Russia. You know, back they the Bolsheviks had their day, and then they got thrown out by nationalist forces with Stalin and then Putin. And you know, they had a little resurrection there with the fall with Yeltsin. They let him go in there and rape the country. But Putin put an end to that. So it's insanity that what they're doing, what they're bringing about worldwide. It's the most incredibly stupid. It's so insane. But these people are just insane to begin with. They want their vengeance, you know?
Yes.
You hear about the pogroms in Russia. They never talk about the fact that the Jew killed a czar. You know, then they had pogroms. Well, that's what happens when you kill the czar, you know? And then they all stewed about it, wrote songs about it, and spent their lives figuring out how to revenge on the czars. And they got that with their Bolshevik revolution. And then they're doing the same thing now with Putin, because he didn't let them have Syria, and he didn't let them... You know, it's just so insane, and we as, like, the Christians in this country have allowed our country to just be subverted by these people. I've been speaking out about it all my life, but so I don't feel like I've let my team down, but I can see as a country as a whole, like, the amount of sellouts and just what a bunch of disgraces. But I really wanted to talk about the real disgraces, which is Harry the Bastard there, the prince in England. And
yes.
We all know that his father wasn't really Prince Charles. It was that Major Hewitt. I mean, I knew a guy when I was in Thailand. He had a bar called the Three Lions, and he was a British soldier. He was part of that Coldstream Guards, and they all knew. They knew two things, and they swore by it, that Diana was killed by the royal family, and mostly Prince Philip, and that Harry was a bastard from Major Hewitt. Everybody knows that.
Yeah,
they won't talk
it's been
about
around
it.
For a while.
Yeah, but, I mean, you'd think Harry would just keep his nose clean. I mean, they're not, like, I'm sure they have a DNA test. I'm sure they know he's not, like, a royal blood in him, because he has no royal blood if he wasn't the Prince Charles's son. But they were playing along with it for the good of the country. You know, they were going along with letting him parade around as a bastard, you know, as a royal. And he had all his estates. And he had all that, and then he married this what's her name? I forget her name
right
now.
Meghan Markle.
Meghan Markle, and she was, like, whispered into his stupid brain all these ideas, and they started calling the royal family racist. Here's a family that, like, didn't call you out. You know, you're not even royal. You know, that's the whole point of being royal. You know, it's the bloodline. And you talk about a guy that, you know, has really disgraceful... And, you know, the royals do take that whole blood thing seriously, you know, and yet they let him parade around and pretend to be, royal blood and all that. And what were the thanks that they got for it? So I'm reading today how, like, King Charles now is, like, taking away all his titles, taking away his estates. So him and Markle or whatever, and I keep thinking of Merkel, but see, they can come live in California and watch how long it is before the hip people out there in California get tired of him, you know, because right now he's like getting money through Netflix or whatever. But, you know, when those people out there in California, that class, when they smell blood, they have fun destroying people like that. You know?
Yes, they do.
I wish Harry well, you know, because he just joined a den of vipers, you know? When he could have stayed with the royal family, I know they got their problems and everything, but they were honorable and, like, they weren't going to allow his mom to be disgraced and bring up the fact that he's illegitimate. So, you know, it's kind of nice to see that he's losing his titles and everything. And I don't think he would be losing anything if he didn't have that scandal with that wife of his and stirring up all that trouble, you know?
Yeah.
So, talk about a dumb guy, you know?
Well, you know, there's a lot of inbreeding in the royal families. You know, some of the branches on the family tree have reconverged somewhere. Anyway, Joe, going to have to let you go.
We've got to take another
break for commercials here. We got a bunch of callers waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
President Biden will decide about running for re-election after the midterms. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. When asked about his low poll numbers, Biden blamed COVID-19. He said that COVID had an impact on the psyche of the American people. Yeah, Joe, that's what hurt your poll numbers. It couldn't possibly be the increased crime rates or losing 20% of my retirement account because of your economy or fentanyl becoming the number one killer of adults under 45, huge increases in overdose deaths, millions of illegal aliens being allowed to just walk into the country, my utility bills increasing by 30%, sending $70 billion of our tax money to Ukraine, or spending another $1 trillion on your Inflation Extension Act, or our grocery bills being up 13%, or the national debt hitting $30 trillion. I'm sure you're right. COVID is what people are thinking about when polled. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Don in Arizona. Hello, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Yes, I know a lot of people think politicians just, they're all liars. I think when Carrie Lake wins the governor election here in Arizona, she's going to do what she says. She says she's going to take the Arizona National Guard, go down there. And the key is you have to, they will have to put in writing that it's an invasion. And that if it's an invasion and they say it's an invasion, it is an invasion.
Yes,
nobody
it is.
Nobody so far has proclaimed that it's an invasion. And when she says it's an invasion, they have the right to use troops. They don't need the permission of the feds to do it. They can take the Arizona National Guard and just point the loaded rifles at them and tell them to turn around and go the other direction. And she also said she'll blow up the tunnels that the cartels are using.
That would be a good thing.
Yeah, and I believe her. I mean, I think she's telling the truth. Just by looking at her, sometimes you can, politicians, most of them, you can tell they're just full of bull just by the way they talk, you know. She's got that, she looks pretty honest, so I think that's going to happen. And so the old, maybe you've heard of the historical figure, St. Joan of Arc. This is the new and improved version. St. Carey of Scottsdale, Arizona. She'll command her troops down there to bring her people to the promised land. That's all I got to say, Mike.
All right. Well, sounds real good here, and we're going to go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I'm actually shocked that people in your country even refer to those ones that are across the pond as royalty. It's shocking. They're not royals. There's no such thing. People that rape, pillage, and plunder their way into infamy and wealth are not royal. They're monsters, if anything.
Yep.
Right?
I agree.
It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. They're not royal, for crying out loud. Anyway, I called to talk to you about liberal spin. I sent you an email about, you were talking about Canadian health care, and I sent you an email about how it's crumbling, and it is. It is crumbling. Mm-hmm. I've been waiting to go to a sleep clinic now for about 6 weeks to diagnose, you know, some kind of sleep disorder. Anyway, so, you know, in the news today, obviously, you reported on it about the Fed jacking up interest rates again.
Yes.
Mortgage rates have doubled in your country. They're doubling in the country I live in. We haven't even had an increase yet. Our dollar's down. Healthcare is crumbling. There's been, you know, tens of billions wiped out of the real estate market. And the CBC runs a story on Donald Trump and opens up comments. Where do you think everybody is, Mike? They're on the Donald Trump story.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course, because, you know, nothing infuriates a left-wing idiot like a Donald Trump story. 7 years now, Mike. 7 years, and they still think they're going to get him. They're going to get him. They're going to get him.
Yeah, they'll be saying that in 2050.
Yeah, this is a joke, Mike. You know, it's an absolute joke. Canada is crumbling.
I'm looking at the article that you sent me.
Yeah. Our countries are very closely tied together, and they're basically falling apart under these liberal idiots, these unqualified, incompetent fools, you know, that can't even string a sentence together, for crying out loud. And they're worried about Donald Trump and his real estate dealings in New York.
Yes.
One of the wokest states in the union, probably, they're probably second to none. I mean, you know, the West Coast is pretty close, right? I mean, there's a few of them there, but this is what they have. This is the distraction from people. I mean, how do you say this, Mike? There are a lot of people in your country that are going to lose their houses. They're going to lose their jobs. There are a lot of people in the country I live in that are going to lose their houses. They're going to lose their jobs. And you guys don't even have a carbon tax on fossil fuels yet.
Yes.
At the federal level. I told you about the 31% carbon tax on natural gas in Canada. Most people don't believe me. Until they look at their bill, they actually look at it. Some people don't even look, Mike. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
They don't even actually look what they're paying, how it's broken down into delivery and, you know, this adjustment and that adjustment. And what the actual, what the real cost of that carbon, or sorry, what the real cost of that natural gas being delivered that you're actually consuming, and then the carbon tax on top of that is 31%. And then they charge another 13%. For provincial and federal taxes. These guys haven't even gotten to that point yet, but I'm pretty sure you will.
No, we're headed that way. I mean, you know, they're back to pushing human-caused global warming, and, you know, they're pointing their fingers right here at Indiana because we're in a heat wave. It's about 95 out there. But tomorrow, they're forecasting we're going to have a 20-degree drop in temperature in a single day. So.
Yeah. That's like weather. That happens sometimes. It happens, you know, maybe once in a couple of 4 years, 5 years, 10 years. But these things happen. They think just because they have records going back to 1846 that this is catastrophic. You know, If you could
well,
keep records,
a lot more
if
scientists are coming forward
years.
And saying that this climate crisis is it doesn't exist. You know, this is how the planet works, and it's how it's always worked. You know, but you know, politicians like to declare something an impending catastrophe and then charge us to solve the problem.
Yes. You know, it's very hot in Indiana right now, but someplace else it's very cold. It's just like, you know, you get monsoons, let's say in Pakistan, or not Pakistan, in Japan.
Yes.
Or you get all these floodplains flooding in Pakistan, and someplace else is dry. That's the way it works.
Yes, it is.
It's just the way it is. And, you know, some people can't see past that. It's so shameful. You know, and the news, if you want to call it that, I hate calling it the news, but media, they promote these certain agendas. They're right
yes.
up there, right? And
yep.
it's a shame that people can't see past that. It is. I would rather,
well,
I would
we're,
rather
we're,
talk
we're
about
teaching
that.
Teaching people to see past
butt.
It, teaching people to be skeptical. And, you know,
yeah.
the government's been caught in so many lies, like Saddam's nuclear weapons. You know, people don't trust the government anymore. Trust, you know, in the corporate media is down. Trust in politicians in general is down. You know, the fact is that the insiders, the elites, are losing the war for the minds of America.
Yeah, and it can't come soon enough.
I agree.
And as soon as people in the United States stop even thinking that those people across the pond on that island are quote-unquote royal, the world will be better off. Just that right there would make the world so much better off. We can get rid of this sham of all these, you know, these quote-unquote royals that should have their wealth stripped from them. And
well, you know, that's what that line in the Declaration of Independence, all men are created equal, actually means, you know, getting
yes.
rid of the idea of royalty or nobility and saying, you know, we're all starting out equal and, you know, we just get ahead on the basis of our hard work and inventiveness and so forth and so on.
Yes, exactly, Mike. I appreciate your time. You have a good one. I'll be listening. Thank you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We got a bunch of callers on the line here, and we're going to go to Tom in Florida. And, Tom, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good day, Mike. Yeah, what's on my mind? I want to talk about the two good calls that we had yesterday. You had Marco and Layla made great calls. There's no question about that. They were great calls. And so I just wanted to point that out. But here, Mike, what's on my mind here is talking about first off, I want to talk about what's going on with Trump.
Tommy, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me, Mike?
Yeah, I can now, but you dropped out there for a moment.
Yeah, okay. No, I just want to talk about what's going on, how this Donald Trump says something very important today. I hope everybody in the RBN audience is listening. He called this lady, this mayor, the DA in New York, a racist. And, well, Donald Trump is the first guy that is actually saying that the mayor of New York is a racist against him. And I think
yep.
it's very powerful that we have a president doing that, an ex-president, and who will be president again hopefully soon. So we'll see what happens. And so he's calling her out as a racist. And I think that's fantastic, Mike, because now Lori Lightfoot, like I told a show the other day, this Lori Lightfoot said she will not have no white reporter or Afro-American reporter, Hispanic reporter come and talk to her. You have to be Afro-American to speak with her as a reporter. Now, you tell
yeah.
me if that was reversed, Mike, how would they would hang that person? They would crucify
yeah, they,
him.
They would.
They would
I
do
mean,
that.
We're, yeah, we've become a racist country biased against white people.
Exactly. And, Mike, I got to tell you, I'm in the city of Homestead right now, Mike. I tell you, Mike, I'm floored. Like, I want everybody in RBN to hear this. I don't even know where I'm at, Mike. Mike, I don't even know where I'm at. The landmarks are all changed. This back in the 60s, 70s, and even early 80s, this was an all-white area. Just, there's no white people left, Mike. They all fleed. This is all Hispanic, Mexican. I mean, I think I'm in Mexico City. I'm not lying to you. Taco shops everywhere, garbage everywhere. It's unbelievable, Mike. It's unbelievable what's happened here. It's shocking. I'm in shock what I'm seeing right now. I told my daughter, I'm in shock. I can't believe where I'm at. Everything's changed. It's like it's all gone. The motif of the buildings has all changed. It's like something out of Mexico City.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable. So, and then there's trash everywhere. It looks dirty, Mike. I don't know. The word is dirty. And there's hundreds of them down here begging for jobs. They're all over the place, Mike. They're all over. It's unbelievable. And they what happened? They pick them up in these buses and they take them out to pick crops. Okay, fine. That's great. Good thing. We have somebody pick the crops over here, you know, the winter crops. But, yeah, Mike, and there's a lot of competition in that field, too, Mike. I hope you know that. You know,
well, there's also the automation. I mean, more and more agricultural activity are being done by these large machines that replace human pickers. And, you know, we have a population, you know, of these illegal immigrants that – there are no jobs left for them, and yet you know they're in here thinking they're going to have a better life, and as long as they're useful to the Democrats, they're going to get all kinds of free stuff. But yeah, the idea that they're going to come in and pick the crops—no, robots are picking the crops these days.
That's correct, Mike. They have pickers and all that. And Mike, and there's two more things I want to get off my chest, and I'll let you have another call. But
yeah, I have to be real quick.
Okay, I'll make it quick, Mike. When I talked to a friend today, you know Section 8 housing, Mike? I hope
yes.
Everybody in the RBN audience understands that. You know if a mortgage is for rent in Section 8 is going for $1,300, you know the federal government pays $1,000 in that, and the other people only have to pay $300? Mike, can you imagine if everybody in the RBN audience got that? How much money we all have?
Yes.
And that's not counting electricity or food, Mike. That's just the rent. This is the rent, Mike. On a $1,300 cab, they're only paying $300. That's incredible. Now, Mike, one more thing, and I just want to go back to what Marco said last. Marco made a very powerful call yesterday. I hope everybody in RBN understands what he's saying. And Andy Biggs was talking about that today, Mike. The UN, the United Nations, wants to take down us. They want to get rid of guys like you, me, everybody in RBN audience. They want our annihilation, Mike. There's no question about it. And they
yes.
want to bring in hundreds of millions of more people into this country. Marco was right. And Andy Biggs is even saying they need to get rid of the UN. Kaufman is even basically saying the UN's useless. So, Mike, what we're looking at is just totally trying to wipe us out. They want us under the 50% threshold. They want us in the minority stage so they can totally wipe us out and get rid of us, either with the COVID shot or whatever other way they can get rid of us, diabetes or all kinds of Alzheimer's, whatever they can get us, they're going to get us. Mike, the foods that we're eating today are poison. Mike, they literally want our annihilation. That's how I feel. It was like that movie Independence Day when the president's looking at the alien in the glass.
Yes.
We don't come here to help you. We're going to come here to kill you all. And that's exactly what these Zog are doing. And, Mike, let's not face it. Let's face the fact. Look at Israel. Israel does not allow 10 million Muslims to come into Israel, Jerusalem, or Tel Aviv to live. They would never
no,
allow
they
it.
Don't.
But they sure want them here. And you know what, Mike? It's funny. They're trying to take your guns over here, but everybody, an Israeli citizen, has to have a Uzi. Basically, you have to have a gun in your house.
Yes. Now, I've seen pictures of Israeli school teachers, you know, with an Uzi or something similar strapped over their shoulder. And that's, you know,
exactly.
No mass shootings in those schools.
Exactly right. You don't hear about it. But anyway, Mike, that's all I got basically to say today. And Marco and Layla made a great call. I think I think Layla says she wrote a book. I'd like to get that book. Read it.
No, I suggested that she should write a book. And, yeah, if she does, I'm certainly going to buy it. And as a matter of fact, she's our next caller. So, Tom, thank you very much for the phone call.
Yep.
We're going to go to Layla in Canada. Hello, Layla. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Hi, Mike. Actually, I'm calling to say thank you, Al, in Canada. It's so nice to hear another Canadian say the obvious. There, first of all, I'm amazed that Americans would actually engage in lamenting or mourning the death of someone who was supposedly a monarch, when that's the whole reason, the raison d'être, for the U.S. to exist, to escape.
I'm not mourning her. You know, I haven't put very many stories. In fact, I think I've only done one so far. About this, I think it's a great deal of distraction. And no, I'm not. I'm not mourning. You know, I mean, she had a good run.
She had far better a life than she deserved. She was actually a woman of mediocre intelligence. Going back to Queen Victoria, who was seriously unintelligent, very unlike, but her husband was Albert of Saxe-Gotha-Coburg, so she, of course, had to took that name. So that it is not the House of Windsor. It's the House of Saxe-Gotha-Coburg, or Coburg-Gotha.
Well, they changed their name, to Windsor.
Yeah,
because that was more acceptable to the British people.
Well, it was during the war, and it was the same, the First World War, and George VII, or I think it was George VII that was in power at the time, the son of Victoria, he was a tyrant, a monster. He was brutal. He was so cruel to his children, and that is why Edward VIII, who was probably one of the few who had any intelligence in that family, dared to defy his father. And so the Archbishop Lang, and it was actually a palace coup. They got rid of Edward VIII and used the American divorcee, Simpson, Wallace Simpson, as the excuse.
Yes.
So it was bizarre. And then what happened was it was actually the mother of Elizabeth, the one that just died, who had no right to the throne, really, because if the rightful king, Edward VIII, had been able to have his throne, he may have had heirs who would, and that's where the line should have gone. But even so, this nonsense, when I see the British, and they were mostly white, but how stupid can they be that they all lined up for days to mourn an insignificant woman who did nothing but live off the theft, the torture, the murder of so many other countries? Around the world, they're stupid. They're absolutely stupid. But even more stupid are the Canadians, who don't even bother to recognize that we are still property, like little puppets. And now we're puppets of Charles, who's a total dimwit, who has behind, he used to be ridiculed when he was talking about the kinds of things that are now the norm. He was behind the movement because he was there. He was mingling with all the aristocratic so-called, the families that had the money in Europe, and he actually got them to back all of this stuff, the Bilderbergers and all those other outdated so-called monarchs.
Charles is definitely, with the globalists and the Great Reset. Anyway, Layla, we're coming close to the end of the show, and I really want to take a couple more calls. So thank you very much, and we're going to go to Mike in Brazil. Mike, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Are you hearing me all right?
I'm hearing you just fine. You're on the air.
Okay. No, I just wanted to make sure because I heard some noise in the background. Anyway, no, I was. I got four issues here. First of all, you frequently mentioned Ceausescu.
Yes.
As having been deposed as a result of some football game or some sports event. That is not true. What really happened was there was a pastor in the city of Timișoara, okay, and mm-hmm. I was there at the time, and I saw the soldiers shooting at the people, 76 people dead. And this pastor, his name is Laszlo Turkish, okay? You can check mm-hmm. it out. You can go and Google him up. And they sent the secret police, which is the Securitate, okay? Mm-hmm. They sent to arrest him. And the people they cordoned off the area, and they would not allow the Securitate to go in and arrest the guy. And that's how it all started. It had nothing to do with any sporting event, nothing.
Well, I'll go back and research that. I guess there's probably a lot of different interpretations about events, but the point I was trying to make is that anybody visiting Romania before it all came down would have looked around and said, well, I guess everything is fine here. And it was the rapidity with which it all fell apart that I think is important to keep in mind, because we could see the collapse of the U.S. Happen just as quickly.
Mike, the problem was this, that the news of Laszlo Turkish reached the people in Bucharest, the capital, and they were all gathered there for a speech of Ceausescu, okay? So when the news hit the airwaves, that's when they started screaming, "Down with the tyrant! Down with the tyrant!" And Ceausescu was whisked away by the Securitate into a helicopter, and he was flown to a field about 70 kilometers away from Bucharest. And the pilot of the helicopter said, "I'm sorry, I cannot go any further. I'm afraid I'm going to be shot down by the military."
Yes.
So they left him there, then they hijacked a car, and they were stopped by what today is called the police. In those days, it was called the militia. But he was arrested and tried within 24 hours and executed in
yes.
the city of Târgoviște. Okay? Now, I'm telling you because I was there. I was there. I was an eyewitness to what happened. Okay? So,
okay.
Yes. Okay. So, another thing that I have to say about the United States, I've been living in South America for the last 22 years, and I never regretted it for one bit, okay? I have more freedom here in South America than I would have ever had in the United States. And the problem in the United States is that it's going to come to blows, okay? No matter how much of a pacifist...
I absolutely agree. Listen, Mike, feel free to call in again, but I'm going to let you go because we're almost at the end of the show. I want to take this last caller and get him on the air. So we're going to go to Marcus in Idaho. Marcus, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I'm really tired of people talking about the Palestinians and other Arabs as they're a victim. We have seen since 2011 with Syrian Arabs and others being brought into Europe how they rape and destroy the culture of the white culture and the Catholic culture and the Christian culture, and they do that over and over and over again. We've got Tommy Robinson's movies. We've got everything that they've done with the rape games and taking these white women and using them as sex slaves.
Okay, quick question. I agree with the immigration problem in Europe with all these people from third world countries, but I don't think Palestinians are fleeing to Europe. They're not allowed out of Palestine.
That is not my take. You might be right.
Okay, how many Palestinians have successfully migrated to Europe over the last, say, 2 years?
I don't know.
Okay. All right, well, we do need to be sort of clear and avoid painting with a broad brush. And Marcus, I'm going to let you go here because we are at the end of the show. And let's see. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. And Mike is going to tell me who's taking the microphone. And it is, spinning the wheel, Richard Carey with some co-hosts. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Thanks to everybody donating and helping us through these very thin times. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SusanAnnSecret.com. SusanAnnSecret.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.